You and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2026. With wind gusts of 34 kilometers per hour, it's currently 21 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. High Court dismisses Morgan Ngona case against Miles Sampa. CSOs condemns civil servants engaging in politics. And the USA says 16 Iranian mine-laying ships eliminated as 4 injured by drones near Dubai airport.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka High Court judge, Concepta Zulu, has dismissed a matter of want of prosecution in which Morgan Ngona sued Matera Member of Parliament, Miles Sampa, challenging his decision to remove him as Secretary General of the Patriotic Front. Judge Zulu ruled that Mr. Ngona failed to demonstrate that the lack of progress in the matter was not intentional, stating that the default by the plaintiff was deliberate and contumelious, as no satisfactory reason was given for the failure to comply with the court's order for directions issued on March 26, 2025. She noted that Mr. Ngona also failed to comply with the directions, thereby stalling the progress of the matter for almost 4 months. Judge Zulu said such delays raise a substantial risk of failing to achieve a fair trial and are prejudicial to the proper and orderly administration of justice. Consequently, the court dismissed the matter in its entirety for want of prosecution. Meanwhile, Mr. Ngona has filed a memorandum of appeal in the Court of Appeal against the entire ruling delivered by Judge Zulu on grounds that the judge erred in law and fact when she dismissed the matter without taking into account several applications that had been filed by both parties since the case commenced. The consortium of civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism has condemned the brazen and unacceptable conduct by certain senior civil servants who have openly abandoned their constitutional obligations and plunged themselves into partisan politics, campaigning while still holding public office. Consortium Vice Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the organization is particularly alarmed by the conduct of Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Piri, who has reportedly been seen publicly campaigning and distributing party regalia while still serving as a civil servant. Mr. Ngoma said the conduct represents a flagrant violation of Article 186 of the Constitution of Zambia, which requires members of the civil service to remain politically neutral. He has warned that if such conduct continues, the consortium will not hesitate to take a decisive legal action against any civil servants engaged in political campaigning while still in office, and will also petition the courts to pronounce themselves on what it calls a dangerous trend. Mr. Ngoma has since called on all civil servants with political ambitions to resign immediately and seek adoption as private citizens, stating that anything less would be a betrayal of their oath, the Constitution and the Zambian people.
The civil service is not a campaign wing of any political party. Public office such as those of permanent secretaries, deputy permanent secretaries and district commissioners exist to serve the Zambian people, not to mobilize voters or distribute party regalia. We therefore wish to make it clear and unequivocally clear, any civil servant who chooses to campaign while remaining in office is deliberately breaking the Constitution and abusing public authority for partisan political purposes. Such individuals should immediately vacate their offices. Furthermore, the consortium firmly believes that individuals who knowingly breach the constitution should not be allowed to present themselves as candidates seeking election into parliament or any public office. One cannot violate the constitution today and tomorrow claim the moral authority to make laws under it.
In more news this afternoon, the Zambezi River Authority, ZRA, says water levels in the Kariba Reservoir have been gradually rising since the beginning of the 2025-2026 rainfall season. ZRA Public Relations and Communications Manager, Selusiwe Moyo, has attributed the increase to the intensified rainfall activity on and around the Lake Kariba, adding that the trend is expected to continue as the region approaches the end of the first quarter of 2026. In a statement, Ms. Moyo said as of March 10, 2026, the Kariba Reservoir levels stands at 477.74 meters above sea level. She has added that usable live storage currently stands at 15.57%, equivalent to 10.08 billion cubic meters of usable water. Ms. Moyo said this reflects an improvement compared to the same date in 2025, when the reservoir stood at 476.93 meters above sea level, with usable live storage of 9.87%, equivalent to 6.44 billion cubic meters of stored usable water. Now, some civil society organizations, CSOs, have expressed concern over what they describe as the increasingly shrinking democratic space in the country, particularly regarding the rights to freedom of expression, freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. The organizations include the LCK Freedom Foundation, Caritas Zambia and Chapter One Foundation. In a joint statement, LCK Freedom Foundation Executive Director Linda Kasonde said these rights are guaranteed under the Constitution of Zambia and are essential pillars of democracy, especially as the country prepares for the August general elections. In a statement, Ms. Kasonde said in recent weeks, a series of incidents have raised serious concerns about the state of civil liberties in the country. She has noted that in one case, a citizen was reportedly arrested for using artificial intelligence to create an image depicting President Hagai Ndehijlema in a coffin. Ms. Kasonde has further said in a separate development, a Socialist Party leader, Fred Membe, was also arrested arrested after expressing concern over the delay in the burial of late 6th President Edgar Lungu.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has directed local authorities across the country to implement President Hagai Ndehijlema's directive to reduce council rates. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialubalo says the move follows continued complaints from Zambians over increased council rates, which many say are affecting businesses and livelihoods. Speaking when he addressed the Society for Local Authorities Chief Executive, Mr. Sialubalo said councils are expected to create an environment where businesses can flourish and not one that suppresses economic activity. He has also directed local authorities to implement the Cabinet resolution requiring councils to issue only one license to cover all permits in order to simplify business operations.
Today we have to make sure that we walk the talk, because in a way I can say we have failed the president, because the information comes to you, the council secretaries, to you, the town clerks, but we don't seem to be moving. Instead, Zambians are still complaining about the rate, the high of abnormal increase on the rates.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sialubalo has urged local authorities to ensure that all feeder roads are graded once constituency development fund allocations are released on April 1st.
The other issue that I thought I should bring to your attention to say, this is also a call to all the local authorities. CDF has been given to all the local authorities in quantum speed since 2022. Another matching order I'm giving is come 1st of April 2026, while the moisture levels are still high, feeder roads need to be graded. There will be no excuse. So whatever CDF money that will come within March, let it be reserved for grading of feeder roads come 1st April 2026.
The news.
News continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started.